How firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord, he is laid for your faith in his excellent word. What more can he say than to you he has said, you who unto Jesus for refuge have fled?
Hello and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you've tuned into broadcast again this week. We've been dealing with this issue of nakedness and what the Word of God says about that, what the Lord thinks about it, and how we need to follow what the Lord says in that, and this relative to the issue of nakedness, relative to that which is sought. They're desiring a license at the bar down there in the south part of the county, south of Adairville, so they can pay women to pole dance and allow them to accept tips from the customers in that bar. And I trust that if you claim the name of God as and the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, that you are praying that the Lord would work, and probably by the here soon, I understand in the month of January, a decision will be made by the judge on this issue. We need to pray that the Lord would thwart it, and we don't have this kind of wickedness come into our county. If it comes there to Adairville, no doubt the next stop will be Russellville. It no doubt would come to Auburn, maybe to Lewisburg. This point will set the precedent for the county. And I pray and I trust that you are praying that the Lord would thwart it. In regards to this, the desire of that the owner of the bar to want to be able to pay women to do this activity, and where they can receive tips for such. I'm kind of amazed that there's no, there haven't really been any advocacy groups that I've heard of about the exploitation of women. Because really, the feminine gender is indeed a blessing from the Lord, and He made the feminine gender, as we've seen in the Scriptures, from the rib of Adam. A woman was made of man and was a gift to man. Help meet for the man. And so it's indeed the feminine gender is a blessing to mankind. And of course, we understand how the Lord has designed all things for the continuing on of mankind and the birthing of children and such as that. I mean, it's just the great wonder of the Lord and how He's created us. We are indeed are fearfully and wonderfully made, and in the institution of marriage and the propagation of the race and of the society and of mankind. And it's just a great and wonderful thing. And then from Adam, the Lord's made all the nations by such. It's just a great and wonderful thing. All over the world, and even many religions degrade the women. They view women as being a lesser human and such, which they are not. Women are not such. Women are very capable and very intelligent and very able. But the Lord has made an order in the home, an order in society. And that's what we need to abide by. But certainly, you know, this thing of paying a woman to dance before men, you know, what is the product of that? And so, well, it's an issue that was brought up at the hearing earlier in the month, where they said that this is not adult entertainment, and it was asked, could a child go to this? No, there's an age restriction of 21. No one under 21 can go into this bar to watch this activity. And so, well, if all these things are legal, why couldn't it be that a 10-year-old couldn't attend? Well, it's just inappropriate, isn't it? It's just not right. It's not right. And so if it's not right for a 10-year-old, it's certainly not right for grown men to watch this. What will it cultivate? What will it bring about? What will be the product of it? You know, as we've mentioned earlier in other broadcasts and referring you to the Lord, words of the Lord Jesus Christ in Matthew chapter 5, it will bring desire towards women that don't belong to those men. No doubt it'll be an instrument used to break down many marriages. It will be an instrument, no doubt, that could be used for men to forfeit the wealth that they've been blessed to be able to gain by work, hard work and labor and such. And being enamored by these women. They say that prostitution won't be a result of this activity and such as that. But there will be. It just will. The end of this is not a good end. What it will produce and what it will bring will not be good. It will not be healthy for our community and for the members of our community. I want to take a look at the Word of God and the Scripture here and read a verse for you in 1 Timothy chapter 5. 1 Timothy chapter 5. Here is the attitude and the way of what the Lord wants. He wants this and he expects this of his people, this instruction that's here. And I find this interesting, you know, considering it up against this activity of pole dancing and women in bikinis dancing before men, and that it does not yield a good thing, but just lust and concupiscence and wicked desire. It's just not right. Adultery, as the Lord said in Matthew chapter 5. Listen to hear what the Lord says in 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse number 1. We'll just read this about our attitude, one towards another, and the instruction that's given for the Lord's people in His church. But this, there is a moral sense that this is what God expects out of all. And it says here in 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 1, rebuke not an elder, but entreat him as a father. And so watch how we handle those who are older than us in disagreement that we have with them. And the younger men as brethren, okay? The elder women as mothers, and so regard them as such and entreat them as such. And it says here, and the younger women as sisters, with all purity. And so the attitude and way of the Lord is that young women and women that are of the same age as we, as an individual might find themselves, we're to regard them as sisters. And it says here, with all purity, not in a wicked, lustful way. And of course, the way mankind is made, men are made, you know, we struggle with that and wrestle with that, but the Lord tells us how we should be, and the Lord's made marriage and all those things, so the things can be fulfilled in the way that the Lord has made us. But you know, we need to follow the plan and way of God, and that's the way men are to be towards those younger than them, to consider them as sisters, not in a lustful, wicked way in their hearts. Well, what's going to happen if this is legalized and allowed down there at that bar? Well, they won't be thinking of them as their sisters. And any of you men that may be listening, you know, that would frequent a place such as this, you know, maybe you go to other places now, and if this happens in Adairville, you will go. How would you like it for your daughter to dance naked before men? How would you like for your granddaughter? How would you like it for your wife? I think if a man's in his right mind and honest, he wouldn't want it to be, because it just should not be that our wives or our daughters' nakedness should be paraded around before others. It's just wickedness before the Lord. And remember, those women are somebody's daughters. They are somebody's granddaughters. And may the Lord help us to see that. I mentioned earlier, you know, where are the advocacy groups for against the exploitation of women. I'm surprised that we haven't heard or seen more about them. You know, where are those groups that talk about women being abused and used and misused and such as that? I mean, that certainly this is exploitation of women indeed. If it's not, I just don't know what is. Also, here in the book of Philippians, I want to read a passage here that speaks to us about what should be on our hearts and minds. And of course, this is the word of God to the people of God. It is to the church at Philippi there and saints that are in that church. Nevertheless, if the Lord instructs his people for such, he would expect this being, again, that leaning to moral operation and moral behavior. That's what the Lord desires and requires of mankind. Look at what it says here in Philippians chapter 4, verse number 7. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, which shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And so he desires that for the people. And then he speaks about thinking. Verse number 8, finally, brethren, finally, he's signing off in this epistle. Whatsoever things are true, truth. Whatsoever things are honest, not a lie, but honest. Whatsoever things are just, are justified, are right before God, the judge and the king. Whatsoever things are pure, pure in heart, pure morally, before God, obedience to God. Whatsoever things are lovely, not that which would be lusted after or desired after, but whatsoever things are lovely, there's many lovely things that the Lord has done and created and given us. Whatsoever things are of good report, it's a good answer about something that happened. It's a good report. That a good thing was done, that truth was upheld, that righteousness was pursued, that God was exalted. If there be any virtue, good behavior, to be virtuous, to be acceptable and obedient to God, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, he says, think on these things. Now, if this goes about and this business is granted this license and they can pay these women to pole dance before men and give them tips and allow them to be given tips and such as that, will these things be adhered to? No, they won't. No, but it'll be a reproach. Sin is a reproach to any people. Sin is indeed a reproach to any people. It is. It'll be a reproach to us. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, will there be men that'll go there and lie to their wives to be able to go there and watch that? Whatsoever things are honest, is that an honest way to work and to make money? No, it's not. Whatsoever things are just, are they guilty before God? Indeed, there will be guilt before God for sin. Is it pure? No. It breaks down that of marriage and that of relationships between men and women. It's just the order of God is just broken down. Whatsoever things are lovely, that men may seek to look at the beauty of a woman, but it won't be lovely before God. It will not be. Will it be of good report? No. It'll be a place where wickedness is pursued and ensued. And it will not be right before the Lord. Will there be virtue exhibited there? No. Will there be any praise of God and that which is righteous there? No. Will things be thought on? Oh, yeah. It'll be an adulterous and a wicked way. Well, thank you so much for tuning in. I see that our time has passed. May the Lord bless you with his word and his truth. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn onto State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you will find our church house on the right, just beside Whippoorwill Creek. We're interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-7918, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next Sunday at this same time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.